is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome.
We're on the radio from 1 till 4. After 4 o'clock, you listen to the podcast. It's called John and Ken on Demand. You can hear the whole show. Anything you miss after 4.
You're done?
No, I can go on.
Oh, okay. Sometimes you have so much energy, I don't want to slow you down and interrupt you.
It's like, somebody's got to have energy.
That's... Yes. Somebody's got to have energy. Well, obviously, the big story nationally is the mass shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, Covenant Presbyterian School. A 28-year-old woman has been identified as the shooter. She is dead. Described as a former student at the school. It's a long time to wait to come back if that's what's going on here. But she entered the school through a side entrance with a couple of rifles and a handgun. We're going to pick up the news conference, which is supposed to happen in about an hour for the latest. But right now we'll go to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, with an update on the story.
Alex. Hey, guys. Yeah, that's pretty much what they know right now. And that she walked in. They got the calls in the 10 o'clock hour this morning that there was an active shooter. They put together a 5-person police team to go in immediately. That is the training since Columbine. That is not what they did in Uvalde, but it's what they're supposed to do and what they're trained to do. Of you go in, first officers on scene, you hear gunfire, and you don't wait. No more waiting like they did in Columbine or in Uvalde for a SWAT team, and that's when a lot more people will die. So they went in. Oh, they were on the first floor. They heard more gunfire coming from the second floor. That team of the 5 on the entry team, they went upstairs, and there she was. And they got into a gun battle with her. She was still firing. They shot her. She went down. The call going out like this.
Multiple victims down inside the school. Shooter is down now as well.
They knew that there were multiple who were injured. Some of them were still slightly alive. They knew that they were very, very badly injured, and all of those who were injured ended up dying in the end. In so many ways. This is another active shooter walking into a school, much like Newtown, much like Uvalde. This one, children K through 6 in Covenant School, 3 children killed, 3 adult victims killed as well, plus the shooter. But the female shooter is what is different here. That is very uncommon for active shooters and almost unheard of in an elementary school. But they have identified her, the chief saying.
Yes, we have identified the suspect. It's a 28-year-old female white
actually a Nashvilleian or lives in the Nashville area.
They've been at her house today. They're trying to vacuum, as they say, all of her social media to suck it all up to understand what was she about. Why did she do this? That she was a former student at some point many years ago at this elementary school. Why go there? She had two long guns and a handgun. Where she got them from, were they legally obtained by her? They don't know yet. But just reiterating, when they got to her, it went down like this.
When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot.
And there's no more who are injured now that are in hospitals. There was one police officer who had a minor injury, but that was about it. So everybody she shot, they were all killed. And today, guys, policemen escorting school buses full of children out of the area. Families have been reuniting. Lots of hugs going on. But police right now, through social media, talking to family, talking to friends, trying to figure out who she was and why she did this.
They don't have ages on the children?
They're not putting it out yet. They say they do know. The families have been identified, but they say they're not ready to do that. Probably by the end of the day they will, but not yet.
This is pre-K to sixth grade at this school.
Yeah. These are going to be young victims.
Yikes.
All right, Alex, thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
You know,
Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI. Yes.
From looking around, listening to Alex's report, there's everything he said, that's all there is. I can't find any additional information about this because it happened very recently.
It's a few hours old, and they now know the identity of the woman that did this, but now it's a matter of digging up what can be learned about her from family, neighbors, social media, all that kind of usual stuff. It's just the only thing that's flipped here is it's a female that has carried out this shooting and then was shot dead by police. 28, too. The reports that floated early this morning was that it was a teenage woman. And then that got scrubbed, I think, around the 11 o'clock hour when they said it was a 28-year-old woman. They found a car nearby, I guess her car, which gave them a lot of information and clues. They needed to figure out more about who this was.
It would take an extremely long time to find a case where a woman goes out and kills a bunch of innocent children.
Very long time.
Nothing comes to mind.
Women are rare. Mass shootings of children by women, that's got to be fairly rare.
I can't think of one.
No. Does this amp up the argument now for the gun control? Now look, now it's even women doing this. This infection, it's just killing America.
A permanent dead end.
I think so, but that's what's happening immediately.
I know. It's everybody wasting time and preening and pumpooning.
Right.
It's clear that there's nothing you can do to stop these things.
I mean, the Senate passed something last year. I forgot this.
Oh, it was cosmetic nonsense.
But the House was not going to.
They're not serious. Neither party's interested in it.
It's a little unusual too that it's a private school that got shot up. I mean, a lot of them have been happening at public schools around the country. This is a private Christian elementary school in Nashville, as John said, preschool through sixth grade. So what happened to this woman if she attended there? We understand she did. She would have been out, 15 years? Sixth grade? What is that, year 12 or something?
It's all what's between her ears. Some kind of disturbance between her ears.
The fact that she killed as many adults as children, I wonder if it was a teacher or somebody of that.
I mean, unless she
got her angry.
She was in some way assaulted when she was in the school.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Yeah. You're right. Mistreated or even assaulted. You're right. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
But I don't know. I mean,
usually the shootings are not because teachers assaulted or abused the children. It's because they got bullied, right, by their classmates. That's what makes them angry. But they go back when they're either still a student there or within a short time after they were a student. They're like the Florida killer.
Well, girls get bullied by other girls, too.
Well, I think the Connecticut killer, Adam Lanza, that was also kind of weird. He was a student, but it was years.
Yeah,
he killed very young children, and
he was kind of dinged, though. He had some mental disorder.
Severe.
He was
severe.
So,
all right. So we'll update you with the news conference. We're told supposed to start around 2 o'clock our time, and that's when we'll hear perhaps more details. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. The iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Coming in hot. Sorry, the music was so loud there I had to adjust my headphones. And then you were trying to talk over it, so it's like doubly loud. We'll, of course, update you on the school shooting in Tennessee.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
There's a news conference scheduled after 2 o'clock. Three adults, three children killed by a 28-year-old woman who has not been identified by name, but has been identified as a former student of some kind at this private school, like a Presbyterian school in Nashville, Tennessee. We now turn to better news. We tried for many months to help scuttle the nomination of Eric Garcetti to become the next Indian ambassador.
I called every day.
You did. You said you were going to do that. You did do that?
I called every day.
Who did you call exactly?
Huh? I called... I don't know. I just dialed numbers.
I have a friend that does that too. Whenever I call him out, I was like, huh? It's the transition where, huh? Did you just wake up?
I called government
I wondered
numbers.
Who you called. And maybe I would have done it too told me.
People answered.
You called the U.S. Senate?
The U.S. Senate has a number. You call that number.
It's just a generic number for the Senate.
Well, sure, you get the switchboard. And I told that lady at the switchboard probably 50 times.
No Garcetti.
Don't let that Nello in to become ambassador.
Yeah, well, he slipped through and got sworn in on Friday.
Yeah, she might not have passed the message.
Afraid not. Either that or you have no influence. You have no
That's very possible.
Power. You have.
I hadn't thought of that. Well, you might be right.
That's why I'm here.
That might be the problem.
I have a few things to tell you you might not have thought of.
Nobody cares what I say.
However, there's two other nominees we've talked about besides Garcetti. One of them went south, saying that for the good of the FAA and the country, he is standing down on his nominee to head the Federal Aviation Administration. The old head of Metro, Philip Washington, is not going to be the next head of the FAA.
Well, he
withdrew.
He was an incompetent boob because he allowed the Metro to become a rolling psychotic asylum filled with homeless people and mental patients and drug addicts. It's his fault. He was running the place, and that's why nobody wants to take it.
Now, to be fair, I think he left before the pandemic when Metro got really disgusting. He's been gone from Metro for a few years.
It was disgusting before that.
It was already on the decline, clearly. But the pandemic is when, you know, people completely stopped taking the buses and trains, and the homeless took them over completely. So the reason apparently is Arizona Senator, this wild card woman, Kyrsten Sinema. Arizona. Right. She used to be a Democrat, but she left the party and now identifies officially as an independent. She canceled the planned committee vote last week. And that's probably when the waves started running around that, Philip, I don't think you're going to get this nomination. You may not get enough Democrat votes because, as you know, it's pretty close.
Well, he didn't have a majority in the committee. See, Garcetti at least had a 13-8 majority.
Yeah, it surprises me because the committee...
Yes, he's a dodo bird. I mean, he has no experience in aviation other than 2 years as a bureaucrat with the Denver airport. Outside of that, he doesn't know anything about flying planes. And they also were spooked by his role in the... What's their name?
You're talking about Sheila Kuehl thing?
Yes, the Sheila Kuehl situation.
That came up, didn't it?
Yeah, that did come up. I saw it in one article today. Some of the senators were getting uneasy because clearly in that case he was telling one of the staffers just to forward the $75,000 payment over to Sheila Kuehl's friend,
the nonprofit that ran the hotline, right?
The fake sexual harassment hotline that Kuehl had set up for her friend. And this woman came to Armstrong and said, what's with this $75,000 payment? This is not supposed to be. And he said, well, just do it because I want to get a favor from Sheila Kuehl. So, you know, her testimony is credible. It's in black and white. And some senators were uncomfortable with that. And, you know, they get the stories from California that the metro system is a disaster and needs to be nuked. So what are you going to put in charge of the FAA?
Well, there's also the important thing that the FAA is having problems right now. I mean, we had a couple of problems with the Boeing 737s. Remember that? There was a crash in Indonesia in 2018 and Ethiopia the next year. 350 people were killed. And apparently, congressional investigators found that the FAA was given too much oversight to Boeing itself. So they did pass legislation to try to address that problem, but it's felt like you need a stronger hand at the FAA, and you probably need somebody with real aviation background. He was in the military, but and running the Denver airport.
Somebody who isn't doing dirty deals with local dirty politicians like Sheila Kuehl. You know, you have a problem with his ethics. You have a problem with his performance. I mean, people have fled the metro. They're at the lowest point since the 1980s. People riding trains after spending billions of dollars of tax money. Just what is it that he does well? He's another one of these guys like Pete Buttigieg, just gets bumped up until he hits a position that overwhelms him. And I think now, when he got to Metro, that overwhelmed him. You give him the FAA, you're dealing with planes potentially falling from the sky.
The other story dealing with Metro, kind of a surprise because they are looking at renewing their security contracts. We've gone over the stories the last few months of just how many dead people are being found on the buses and trains from overdoses and the crime. And there was a lot of talk that, well, you know, we want security ambassadors out there, but apparently they're talking about exploring their own police force. The way it works now is they have to sign contracts with local law enforcement to patrol the buses and trains. Like LA County Sheriff does some, LAPD does some. There's all these different contracts they signed all over the county to cover the buses and train security. And I thought the way things are going, you know, defund the police and the police are evil, that they might just say, well, you know, we'll just keep that and then we'll throw a few security ambassadors on there. But apparently they're thinking about actually at some point getting their own security force.
That defund the police thing has long peaked.
But the attitude is still there, particularly among elected officials, people on these boards.
I know,
are like that.
I know, but the reality,
and they control the decision making. So this is not completely gone. We've got to keep fighting it.
Yes, you have to keep fighting it, but I think it's largely dead because they are creating their own transit police force because it is too disgusting and dangerous for words. And no, but no normal person would ever get on a Metro train. And if you are a normal person considering it, don't do it. You'll probably get stabbed and beaten, left for dead. And there's not going to be anybody who's going to come and help you.
So they renewed their current police contracts with the Sheriff's Department, Long Beach Police, and LAPD, possibly until at least 2026. But it sounds like they're thinking about creating their own security force.
We have to get over this ambassador fetish. If I hear that word one more time, all right? You know, ambassador means Garcetti. Ambassador means some weak. I mean, really, what adult applies to be an ambassador? Honestly.
I heard one writer say last week, what good does that do? They're going to sit there with the walkie-talkie and call in the fact that somebody's getting shot? You need police presence.
It's like, yeah, right.
Doesn't scare anybody.
Do you want, if you're getting stabbed, do you want a cop with a gun who could shoot the stabber? Or do you want an ambassador who's going to make a phone call to get a cop in 15 minutes to shoot the stabber?
You're lucky, right?
Wait, which do you want? I mean, this whole weird fetish has got to end. With people have to grow up. You need mean, tough guys with guns to keep order.
It's the same thing that they want to empty the prisons. They just don't believe in any kind of enforcement actions anymore.
That's childish.
It's another reason why they're not taking the homeless off the streets. They don't want any enforcement action.
That is beauty queen logic or fourth grade logic. That the only time I've seen ideas like that flourish is when you read fourth grade essays on how would you make the world better. Or when they used to interview Miss America, what is your dream for the country? And those silly people, fourth graders and beauty contest winners, would say silly things like that. You shouldn't have people in public service saying anything near that.
All right. When we come back, it was a story that broke not long after we went off the air on Friday. They have reached a tentative agreement between the Los Angeles Unified School District and that union representing the cafeteria workers, the custodians, the bus drivers. We'll talk about it. Details coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, and again, we're expecting a news conference out of Nashville, Tennessee, about the school shooting this morning at a private school, a Covenant school, a Presbyterian school, in Nashville.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular's single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
28-year-old woman got into the school and she killed three adults and three school children. We don't know much else. They do know the identity of the shooter. They haven't released that yet, but they do say they believe that she did attend the school at some point in her life. She apparently was killed on the second floor of the school building by two cops who shot her to death, and they apparently responded rather quickly to the scene. It was all over. But we'll see what else we'll learn coming up, we believe, at 2 o'clock. These things don't always happen on time, so whenever it pops up.
She may have killed more people than any woman ever has.
Is that right?
In the U.S. Yeah, the Daily Mail has a list, and I don't know if this is the absolute comprehensive list, but they can only find four other female shooters.
Mass shooters?
Who shot at a school. Well, depends on your definition of mass.
And shot at a school, too.
Yeah, shot at a school. There was the famous girl in 1979 who said she did it because she didn't like Mondays.
And I remember that line. I don't remember the whole story.
Remember the hit song that came out of that?
Bob Geldof's hit record.
Tell me why I don't like Mondays. It was a 16-year-old Brenda Spencer shot her principal and another staff member, and she told a reporter, "I just don't like Mondays. I did this because it's a way to cheer up the day."
Oh.
And that led to the record. Second example is 23-year-old at a technical college in Louisiana. She killed two students. Her name was Latina Williams in 08. Third example is Tia Wimberly, 15 years old, shot her friend Amanda Collette, but that looked to be a personal issue between the two. Then there was a sixth grader in Idaho who opened fire, but I guess didn't hit anybody.
Hmm.
So that's it. That's four other examples.
And some of those are kind of limited.
Yeah. I don't think they'd qualify as a mass shooting.
Hmm.
But
this school is run by a church, does not employ any kind of like school resource officer or cop or anything like that. So we don't know how much that they trained there or considered the possibility of mass shooting at a place like that, because it is a bit unusual. It happens at a private school.
A private Christian school, just pre-K to sixth grade in Nashville, Tennessee, that just doesn't seem like anybody would be on edge there.
Right.
For a mass shooter.
All right. So you'll hear more, we think, coming up in the 2 o'clock hour with a news conference out of Tennessee. After we left the airwaves on Friday, a couple of hours later, it was announced that the LA Unified School District had reached a deal with the union representing what we call the service workers at the school district, the custodians, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, other support staff. And from what I can tell, the school district caved. even though they're going to be giving the raises out over time, a lot of the employees in question here, there's 35,000 of them in this union, will eventually get their 30%, which is what they were holding out for. Yeah. And Carvalho's excuse is, well, at least because we're doing it out over time, it's not going to bankrupt us. This takes us to July 1st of 2024. That's the last payout. All workers receive a $2 an hour pay raise.
You know,
before
what?
That, there's a couple of payments coming or increases.
Of all the tax money I pay, the money that goes to the LA school system is the one I resent the most.
It is.
I resent the most. I could never use the LA school system for my three sons because it was such a heinous disaster. And now they're giving out 30% raises for people who slop the red sauce on the pasta. It's like, oh, for God's sakes. You know? 30% more for the guy scrubbing the toilets.
A few things we thought you'd like to know, pointed out by Matt Welsh, who's the editor-at-large of Reason magazine, and you can go to reason.com. This also appeared in the Orange County Register. He writes, all of this with a district that is fading away. The district's enrollment decrease has been stunning to behold. 20 years ago, LA Unified peaked at 747,000 K-12 students, almost all taught by the government-managed, union-staffed monopoly. 10 years ago, the district enrollment was down to 656,000, of which 86% were in traditional schools. The rest moved over to charter schools. Now, LA Unified educates just 422,000 students. The charter schools are up to 113,000 students enrolled. Reduced birth rates, slowed immigration, family-unfriendly housing prices, and the state's stalled population all contribute to the shrinking of the student pool. But, you know, don't also leave out the fact that some parents said enough is enough, especially with the pandemic. We're leaving.
The main reason? But I love when they give like five reasons that are peripheral. The main reason is everybody in the world knows that the LA public school system is a disgusting disaster. And so what you do is you move to the suburbs if you can. You go to a parochial school. You go to a private school, you homeschool, or you just move out of state entirely, which a lot of the middle class has done. Right. But, you know, these people here are trapped. It is largely a minority population. Many of them can't speak English, and they're very poor. You know, over 80% of these kids come from very, very poor families. So they're trapped by their economic circumstances.
And we mentioned this the other day, but he has the details because we were talking about this, and it turns out, John, it was 2002. LA Unified embarked on a $20 billion school construction frenzy. As he said, it was eminent domain abusing because apparently they bulldozed businesses, more than 1,000 affordable housing residents. The historic Ambassador Hotel was all taken down. The beloved Hollywood star Lane's bowling alley from the movie The Big Lebowski, all bulldozed so they could build largely empty schools. Whole neighborhoods were destroyed to educate children who no longer exist. And when we were on the air back then, it's one of the times you have to point this out. It's important. We said this. We were already reading numbers that were predicting declining enrollment. We said, why are they doing this? And remember all the bond money that they issued to do this?
Yes.
And they were on this, it's going to be a 50, 60, 80 kids to a classroom if we don't do this. We've got to do something. We've got to build more schools.
So it was a classic form. They acted hysterically. They made all kinds of false predictions, which I suspect they knew were false at the time.
Right.
Then they go bulldozing neighborhoods. And all these years later, none of the kids exist.
You're down to 470,000 students.
Back then,
there were 750,000.
How many politically connected construction companies got contracts to build the schools? How many politically connected labor unions provided the workers to build the unneeded schools? That's what these things are about. I think these companies and the unions will go to politicians and say, hey, we need some contracts here. What do you have for me? What can you do? Right. Okay, we got to create a hysteria. What's a good hysteria? Ah, that you're going to end up with 80 kids in a classroom. All right, so you start screaming, oh, our population projections show that we are going to have 2 million children by the year 2030. We have to get a head start on this. And they're wrong. And I don't know if they're just really bad at their projections or they lie in order to get
financing
for this.
You want to be powerful. Exactly right. You do lie. You just make everybody believe that you need more money. This is basically how government entities work. I remember this. I had to audit a few government entities. You know what I heard everywhere I went? This is back east when I was in accounting. We're short-staffed. I always heard that. We need more money. Always heard that. Mm. And you know, with government budgeting, what you don't spend, allegedly you lose. It's supposed to go back. You don't get to roll it over into another fiscal year.
They used climate change hysteria to convince people to borrow and pay for $10 billion in high-speed rail funds. $10 billion. That was based on climate change hysteria.
Yeah.
You know, one of my sons has had to fly back and forth between here and San Francisco a number of times in the past few months. After going through that whole routine with him, there is zero chance anybody like him is taking a train to San Francisco. That's so ridiculously impossible and ludicrous. Just absolute nonsense. That's never, ever, ever, ever going to happen. And they create these. What was the other hysteria recently? Oh, the homeless hysteria. The homeless hysteria, right? Billions and billions of dollars in extra taxes for what? For more homeless. But that was about manipulating you and making you feel guilty. Like, shouldn't you spend a little bit more money just, you know, to help out the poor Angelinos in the streets? Like, F and you. Stop it. And stop voting for this stuff. And stop voting for idiot politicians who push this stuff. They are always lying to you. Always.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, we're expecting a news conference out of Nashville, Tennessee about the school shooting that left three adults and three school children dead, and the shooter is dead, too. The police killed her. Seven people.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences, with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
See what else we can learn, supposedly in the 2 o'clock hour. If not, at some point before we go off the air, we'll be talking to Blake Trolley, KFI News, because they're taking down the fence, John, around Echo Park Lake. It started this afternoon.
Yeah,
so
well,
after having two little town halls, I think, yes, he had one for English-speaking people and one for Spanish-speaking people, the councilman, Hugo Soto Martinez, said, let's take the fence down.
Well, because those were theater. He always was going to take the fence down. It didn't matter what anybody did at the town halls.
Then a lot of people wanted the fence to stay up, from what we understood.
Well, of course they do, because now the homeless are going to come pouring in. And this communist doesn't care. Hugo Soto Martinez doesn't care what happens to the park now. Did you see, Blake sent us some photos?
Yeah,
the email, and they've got those filthy, disgusting RVs parked along edges of the park. Well, they're going to come crawling out of there. Set up their tents.
I didn't know it was going to happen this soon. I thought he was going to wait a few more months, but it's happening this afternoon as we speak. They're taking down the fencing.
The Democratic Socialists of America, which is his party, not to be.
He says this is why he was elected. They elected him to do this. That was his quote last week.
Well, he can say anything he wants. You know, most of the public doesn't, virtually all of the public doesn't want any of this. He just, the guys just say things. Why not? Are you going to get into an argument with him?
Well, he's fulfilling a campaign promise. How do you prove that wrong?
Nobody voted over that issue. Nobody pays attention to campaigns. No, look, George Gascon got elected. Nobody pays attention to who's running for anything. They don't. They don't keep track of the news. Most of the public is 99% ignorant as to what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
And,
well,
at least
they didn't give Bonin his replacement, so there was one election yours that worked out.
But how much publicity did that take?
Park won.
How many news stories did they do on television on Bonin, on the homeless situation on the West Side? What put it over the edge was when Venice. The situation in Venice got so bad, and that became an international news story because it's such a big tourist attraction. And then the sheriff went in there and made a big stink about it. And that's what sank Bonin. But that you needed a monumental amount of publicity for it.
And that was also grassroots. Finally, neighbors just started talking to neighbors and saying, look, we got to do something here.
And the
organization, even though they did not affect the recall of Bonin, that was kind of the beginning of it.
Yeah. And the people on the West Side are far more connected to what's going on in the world than the people in Park Lake District.
No, it's very true. I don't even think there's that many voters.
No.
So we'll eventually be talking to Blake because he went there today. Probably collected some audio. John mentioned some pictures, and we'll see what's going on with that. We're supposed to have him on at 2. If this news conference starts, then we'll have to have him on later. Speaking of L.A., pretty funny story, in the El Segundo Times, the mansion tax is going to kick in on April 1st. I know John voted for this. Measure ULA passed in November. It is going to assess a 4% tax on property sales above $5 million and a 5.5% tax on property sales above $10 million. That's why they call it the mansion tax, because most people don't live in homes that are worth $5 million or more than $10 million. But what is it for? Give me an H. Homelessness. Yay. More money for the homelessness industrial complex. And supposedly affordable housing construction.
Oh, you know what? Both of those are fake issues.
This will go down the drain like all the rest of
the money going to the homeless nonprofits, and we'll have another story on that we're going to get into, is a huge waste of money. And stop with the affordable housing.
They may not get as much as they think. Apparently, property sales have already declined greatly in the first 3 months of 2022. And then this story tells you that there are other people who are trying to entice people to buy their homes before April 1st. One $16.5 million listing for a home is offering, and apparently this is on Mulholland Drive, they're offering people their choice of a luxury car. They can have an Aston Martin Vantage or an Aston Martin DBX 707 or a McLaren GT or a Bentley. If they pay the full price, close the escrow before April 1st.
That's cheaper than paying the tax. Giving away those cars as a bonus.
If the home is worth $10 million, you know what the tax is? It's $500,000.
Yeah. Oh, it's huge.
It's huge. Home is only worth lesser amounts than that.
You know what?
A 4% tax on $5 million is $200,000.
This nonsense about building affordable housing. Oh, for God's sakes. The reason housing is not affordable is there's more people that want to live here than there is room. You can't make housing affordable. The reason that housing costs a lot of money is the land costs a lot of money.
Yeah,
right.
Well,
you're not going to build cheap housing, right? There's two ways to get affordable housing. You put it on cheap land, and there is no cheap land in L.A., or you build it with cheap materials, which is against the law in L.A. because of earthquakes. So there's no such thing. You know, you could have subsidized affordable housing, but you can't actually have affordable housing because you can't add any more homes in L.A. Every square inch is taken up. It is what it is.
That's why they wanted to bulldoze single-family homes and build all sorts of apartment buildings everywhere.
Yeah,
that was the plan.
They're not going to do that because people like living in the single-family homes. We're in the age of all these fantasy ideas, and they sell them really hard and really loud, but ultimately they don't happen, and they will never happen.
But they got to move the bums along, or we're going to get more people lying in the parks and the streets.
Well, that
and
you
it's
can
not
do.
Just because of housing; it's because we don't treat addiction or mental illness well, that, or so many other things.
That's most of it. But you're not going to build affordable housing for bums in the street. The bums in the street are going to end up destroying the housing. You don't want to put those people inside housing. They don't deserve housing. Actually, I've come to realize you just have to get rid of them. You have to like put them in a.
Right, but I guess the question is, where were they 20 years ago?
We didn't have this kind of drug addiction.
You think it was the drugs mostly? Because I was going to say, 20 years ago, there's homeless, but not like this.
And
not in all the places that they are today.
And you also didn't have the quick dissemination of information. Once it became clear that L.A. was up for grabs here, anybody could do anything they want, anywhere they want, they started coming in by the busloads because it spread very quickly on the internet. You didn't have social media 20 years ago. You didn't have internet that was so immersed in people's lives.
Right.
And all the bums figured it out. I mean, because most of the people are not Angelinos, you know? They're from out of state. We're taking care of everybody else's problems. Everybody else's dysfunctional family. Everyone else's drug addict son who got thrown out of the house because he stole mom's jewelry.
No. All right. We're expecting at some point this coming hour for there to be a news conference in Nashville, Tennessee, about the school shooting, a private school called Covenant School. It's a religious school, a church school, where a woman, 28-year-old woman, killed three adults and three children before the cops took her out. We'll bring that to you whenever it begins. If not, you're going to hear other things we're going to talk about on the show. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.